All right. Thanks, everyone. This is Eric Kramer with Buckhead Investment Partners. I'm the Chief Investment Officer, and today we're hosting a call to give an update on the Integral Real Estate Investments LLC. And I think probably everyone on the call got our posted update that we sent out through the email, and hopefully you also received the update that we forwarded along directly from Integral. So there's a lot of information already in your hands, and the purpose of the call really is just to reiterate the main takeaway points from our perspective, and then try to answer whatever questions that we can. So I'll just sort of go ahead and kick off and kind of hit those main points. I think that we are at the stage in this investment, to borrow a Thanksgiving metaphor, where the turkey is in the oven and we're just waiting for the button to pop up. So a lot of the questions are going to be about how well is it cooking, and when indeed is the button going to start to pop. So there's a timing question, there's an execution question, and it's all about that. We're not quite, the turkey's not completely in the oven. We are waiting for one more investment. So to summarize some of what we already sent out, there's going to be four investments total, we expect. Three are under construction already. The fourth one is the local one here in Atlanta, the Aviva Peachtree. Now, that just happens to be a project that seems to be quite the source of chatter and discussion and speculation within the local community. There would seem to be great interest in this project. If you read some of the blog posts that are out there, a lot of folks have said this looks really cool and we can't wait for it to begin construction and come onto the market and all that kind of stuff. There seem to be lots of posts from people who say, boy, I'd sure like to live there. I hope this works out. So part of what I want to address today is just a bit of that. As it stands right now, our best information, and again, this comes largely from Integral, is that this project has been delayed, but is on track to begin in Q1. We had said it and heard and then forwarded on the perspective at the last update last quarter that probably in Q4 construction would begin. But the delay issues have, as we understand it, have primarily been around cost. And of course, they want to contain the costs. And when you contain costs, that necessarily means it's a bit of a project redesign. So architects and designers are going to work to change things. You can then have another series of permitting that has to occur to get all that lined up. So from Integral's perspective, all that's really behind them now, and that sometime, hopefully early in Q1, things will really kick off. It's going to be one of those projects where we can drive by and see how it's going, and I'm sure there will be an endless series of questions going in Integral as people see things happen to see if indeed it's looks like it's on track. So that is something that is still yet to occur. It is possible, although Integral says highly unlikely, that this project might not begin. They think that there's almost no chance of that at this point, but anything is still possible until you've actually begun. Nothing is 100% certain. But that's just out there, and again, we sort of expect that the business case is still well made and perhaps better than ever if they've made some steps to contain the costs. That then raises the question of the overall timing of the project. We have three projects that are underway in different stages of completion in different markets. We had thought that there might be a liquidity event this year, and this is not something we addressed directly in our written comments, but we just sort of heard the buzz that there might be for the Bay Area project There was some interest in a potential sale there from one of the equity partners involved. But Integral did what I think we would all applaud, which is get some pricing estimates made about some of the different choices. And it turns out that it's probably worth it to wait just a little bit longer, finish the project completion, and stabilize it with getting the occupancy level to a certain threshold. What's so interesting when you're talking about a Bay Area property in terms of rent stabilization is that rent stabilization time frame for this type of property could be 2 or 3 months, as opposed to rent stabilization of the yet-to-be-started Aviva Peachtree project, which could be a year or perhaps more than that. So different levels of demand in different markets can dramatically affect what it takes to rent stabilize. But, the farther along a project is, the higher the selling price is, and rent stabilization adds to that even more because you're de-risking the project from whoever's buying it, and perhaps not just de-risking it, but just putting it into the risk category where they're ready to buy. There's lots of different types of buyers out there, institutional buyers, insurance companies, and so on, and they tend to look for projects that are in certain stages for fitting into their portfolio requirements. So if anything, Integral is just trying to get this to the stage of completion where the market is ready for that type of property. So in the original paperwork that we all saw projected on the screen or certainly signed off on at some point, there were time frames for how long this project could run. And if you factored in every possible extension, we could be looking for, 2022 final payments to be made. There's no sense at all that we will be anywhere near that. From all available current information, at this time we're thinking that we'd see liquidity in 2016, liquidity in 2017, and then really it's going to be the fourth project, the Aviva Peachtree project, that would be the final source of liquidity, and that would be in 2018 or perhaps early 2019. Again, we're thinking of the idea of 18 months of construction beginning in Q1, 12 months of rent stabilization, but factor in a few more delays and maybe you even get yourself into 2019. The pro forma schedule would put that in 18, but just want to throw that out there as a possibility since it certainly suffered from some delays so far. So beyond that, there's nothing really contextual that we would have to add from the interviews that we've done with Integral. And I know there's a lot of folks on the call, but rather than get too formal about this, let's just sort of throw open the microphone and ask, is there anybody that has a question? Well, do keep in mind that I'm always here, and if you have a question and you want to email it to me or pick up the phone and call me, that'd be fine too. Again, for those of you that missed the beginning, we'll go back to the Thanksgiving metaphor that says the turkey's just about in the oven. Now it's just going to be cooking, and we'll be watching how this progresses along the way. We get quarterly reports from Integral. This one was a little bit late by virtue of the fact that someone in a position of responsibility there had taken a month of personal time. And that just got in the way of their process a little bit, but usually they're pretty prompt about this thing from what we understand. So you can just expect to continue to get quarterly updates where we pass along what they have to say. We'll add our own comments on top of that and then just continue to do a call like this. But always remember, if you have other questions about that, you can reach out to your personal wealth advisor or email me directly. So one more chance for questions. Okay. Well, terrific. Well, thanks everyone for being on the call today. And I know it's kind of a rough day in the public markets otherwise, but hang in there. We'll get through this year soon. Look for better times, and I hope everyone has a terrific holiday season. Thanks for tuning in today.